He knocked at six, said, wanted ma'am at eight.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he'd done got somebody else. You know, 30 days, as long as you can keep license without turning them back.
He said, I didn't know, not ever having done it.
And I told him I would. I got up and shaved and dressed. And Doris, my wife, she changed clothes. And in there, my television is over there, next to the opening into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and asked what kind of ceremony it was. And they said the devil rang. So I said, well, we just use this for the altar. Don't have an altar. And
mm-hmm.
I started performing the ceremony, and I was beginning to double up and got over to the ring vows. I said, I'll let you say the vows together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all right. We started off there, and I said, now you put your ring on her finger.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, and I said, you put your ring on his finger. He says, she said, my ring's in my purse out there in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And me feeling bad already, I says, you excuse long enough to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just, I just about like going up to the galley and back, that's all I had to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know it wasn't long, but it seemed like it's 15
sure
or 20 minutes.
Right.
Me and her stood there just looking at each other. She's in front of the wife was over, sitting on the arm of a big old chair on her. Right straight behind us. And come back in, I finished it up for him. But now, just think about all that going on, her forgetting the ring.
Well, people do forget things.
In the paper, there's something last night that was funny. Up in the I believe it was Ohio or somewhere up there, they had a man to bury. And best I could read and understand, they carried him to the church and had his service.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to carry him over to another place to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold, and they said to Reagan, the fella, the driver and his heifer, and the heifer couldn't drive, must have had some nip in there to keep them warm.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And the night time comes on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And up there they wouldn't let them bury them on Sunday. And they had to close the grave up. They filled the grave up when they didn't come back and they couldn't find him. So it was 2 days before they buried the man.
Oh dear.
Mm. Well, I sit there for my legs, that got stiff.
Yeah, well, we have been sitting. Oh, gosh, I think we've gone about 4 hours straight, haven't we, without stopping?
I reckon.
I think so. You're doing fine. It's a wonder I made it through, because I'm not used to going on that long at a time.
Well, I'm not either. All except get up here and over there and that, over there and here and there.
Well, I certainly appreciate you doing this for me.
Well, come to see me sometime. And
I'd like to.
Bring your husband and children.
Well, it'll be a while, I'm afraid. You're waiting for that.
Well, I don't know. There's a baby born out the hospital the other day with blisters all over his feet.
What?
Yeah. He's running to get there for the wedding.
Oh, oh. Did he get there in time?
I left about then. Oh.
Thank you again. I've enjoyed it very, very much.
There's nothing born out there as part of it.
What was that?
Deer face and bear mind.
All right. Bye-bye, Mr. Gilbert.
Let me hear from you.
Okay, thank you.